This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. An ambulance aircraft carrying gravely ill Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny arrived in Berlin today after he was evacuated from the Siberian city of Omsk. German doctors had traveled there yesterday to evacuate Navalny, a longtime opponent of Russian President Vladimir Putin. They were responding to the request of his wife and others who said the hospital treating him was badly equipped. The 44-year-old Navalny, a longtime campaigner against corruption, collapsed on a flight to Moscow Thursday after drinking tea widely believed to be laced with poison. After first saying he could not be flown out because of his condition, and after Navalny's wife appealed to the Kremlin to intervene, the chief of the Siberian hospital relented, and Alexei Navalny at this hour is a patient at Berlin's Charité Hospital. His condition is described as stable. The six-member Gulf Cooperation Council today welcomed the ceasefire announcement in Libya and called on all parties to adhere to it. The aim, said the council, is to reach a permanent and comprehensive solution to the fighting in the North African nation. Libya's internationally recognized government in Tripoli announced the ceasefire yesterday, and the leader of a rival parliament in eastern Libya also appealed for a halt to hostilities. Here in the U.S., the House of Representatives is holding a rare Saturday vote today to address the issue of mail deliveries and the possible threat of presidential election mail-in vote disruptions. The Democratic House majority is pushing for $25 billion to shore up postal service operations in advance of pre-November balloting. But the bill is certain to face a wall of resistance in the Republican-controlled Senate. The background for all of this, President Donald Trump's outspoken opposition to universal mail-in voting. A pair of tropical storms forecast to become hurricanes early next week are headed for the Gulf Coast of the United States and will spin over the Gulf's warm waters at the same time. It is a rare weather event that could cause massive damage as the storms make landfall. Via remote, this is VOA News. Hundreds of wildfires burn